your spirit is saved, complete, whole, sanctified, perfected, but your soul has to be transformed, has to be worked on by the Word. The Word works in our mind and soul when we allow it to. Praise God. I want you to stand this morning and turn. We're going to use a lot of Old Testament scripture today, but you know, under the Old Testament covenant, there's a lot of grace. Amen. You just got to look for it there, right? And it is there. You've got to look for it, because the Old Testament hidden is really the New Testament revealed. So what we find hidden in the Old Testament, we find revealed in Jesus in the New. And so I want you to turn to Psalm 62, verse 11. Psalm 62, verse 11, and we're going to put this up here, I believe. And yeah, thank you so much, Aaron. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to who? Power belongs to God. Amen. Let's hold up our Bibles this morning and say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word. I will never be the same, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody and say, get ready to transform. Amen. Praise God. He is so good, so awesome. God can bring life to any dead situation. Isn't that a powerful statement? God can bring life to any dead situation. There is nothing that is impossible with God. He is able to do more, exceedingly more, abundantly more, even and all that we even ask or what? Think according to what? The power working in us. Amen. So God is able to do that, and he has the ability to cause amazing things to come to pass in our lives. These things begin to manifest themselves when we acknowledge heaven's agenda here on earth and move ourselves into agreement and alignment in our soul with what God's word has said. When we line our soul, our thinking up to what God has said, amen, then there's a manifestation to what he has said within our lives. Praise God. That is good, man. Amen. What grace has provided, faith is that response. But faith is not just a mental agreement. Faith is not just a mental agreement. Faith is produced in our hearts and comes out of our mouth. So we line up our heart, our mind, and our mouth with what God says. Folks, this is something that we have to allow the Holy Spirit in our lives and allow that word to just wash us on a moment-by-moment basis. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I believe as a child, you know, they sent me down to the office when I was in about second grade, and I think they did it again in third and fourth to have my hearing checked, because I was so easily distracted. And back then, they didn't know anything about A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and all the alphabet, you know, things that are out there that they label kids with today. But, you know, I was so they sent me down to have my hearing checked, and my hearing was great. And if I had an interest in something, I was like all into it. But, buddy, I could get so distracted. And that's the way we are at times in this life. So, you know, we can get so distracted, right? You know, we get on one thing, and then we, you know, and that's the way the enemy likes to work. He likes to try to keep you from really focusing on what God has said about you. Amen. Because we live in this earth suit, we're subject to all our surroundings and everything that's going on. And so, you know, we come against things on a daily basis, sometimes on a moment-by-moment basis. You know, last night I woke up in the night a couple times, and you know, the first thing came to my mind was God's word. Amen. And I just spoke the word softly, and I fell right back to sleep. Man, God's word is so good, so powerful. Amen. So the power we possess comes from heaven. But we must verbally acknowledge this truth. We must get it out of our mouth. Amen. And here in the scripture says, God has spoken, I have heard it, that power belongs to God. And in the new covenant, Jesus said, he has given us now that power and that authority here on earth. Amen. So look over at Luke chapter 10, verse 19. What a powerful verse. Luke 10, 19. Turn to somebody and say, this is for you today. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents. I don't like snakes. Anybody with me? Amen. I do not like them at all. So, and he says he's given us power over the enemy, snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means what? Hurt you, because you have power. You've got authority. God's given that. He's commissioned that to you. Amen. And if we were to believe what we see on this earth at times, we would think that, you know, the power really is coming from the enemy and he's operating everywhere. If we believe with our senses, there's a lot of chaos going on out there. But God said, I've given all power to you. You have a power over the enemy today. You don't have to allow him to come against you. You've got power against him. Amen. Use the power. Turn to somebody and say, use it or lose it. Amen. Use it. So God told his people when they went out to fight against the enemy not to be afraid. Look at Deuteronomy 21 through 4. Look at Deuteronomy 21 through 4. When we go out through this life, during our day, during our week, God doesn't want you to be afraid in fear. Hello? God's given you power. God's given you authority. He doesn't want you to be shook up at things. We're walking by faith, not by sight, right? And look what he said here. When you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not what? One of the first tactics of the enemy is to cause fear to come into your life. He'll use fear to motivate you. But Paul wrote Timothy and said, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love. Man, love is so powerful. Amen. When we know God's love for us, it is the most powerful thing. Hallelujah. Man, he loves you today. The Bible says there's no fear in love. Perfect love, his love, casts out fear because fear has torment. There is no fear in his love today. You've got to start understanding that God loves you so much today. Amen. He's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of that situation. There is nothing too hard for God, nothing too big for God. No matter what you're going through, God is there with you. Hallelujah. Not only is he with you, but he loves you right there in that situation. Even through a divorce, God loves you today. He loves you. Amen. He's with you. He doesn't forsake you. Praise God Almighty. Man, start focusing on that love that he has for you today. That love cast out fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, dread, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Not a mind that's just emotional wreck all the time. Or looking for a wreck to happen. Hello? Amen. But a sound mind filled with his love. When you know God's love for you, you're going to have a sound mind. People that don't know God's love or have had a father here on this earth that didn't treat them right, and maybe parents that didn't treat them right, because we get that example of God's love from our parents so much of the times that we kind of relate, because that's the first thing we experience here on this earth. And so there's many times when, you know, fathers don't show up and do what they need to do, or, you know, they have problems themselves, and they have things going on in their own life. And so we pick that up and we feel like, wow, you know, and then we relate that to God's love, and that has nothing to do with God's love. God's love is so much superior than any earthly father's love. As much as I love my children, my daughters, I mean, they are awesome, praise God. But you know what? There's one that loves them even more. That's God, and his love is perfect. I know over the years, I'm sure I missed it at times, but I'm telling you, God never misses it. And you can be secure in his love because of Jesus. Amen. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Holly always says I get in that high tenor and I just run it for everybody, you know. But he does love me. Praise God. Turn to somebody and say, do you know how much God loves you? That love, when you understand that revelation of love, it casts out fear. Fear cannot stand in the presence of God's love. Fear cannot stand. And that love is unconditional. That love is there when you're not even lovely. When you're mad at your spouse, God still loves you and them. Amen. When you're mad at your cat and you have a right to be, God still loves you, but I don't know if he loves that cat. Amen. I think God's love stops at cats. No, I'm just, you know, dogs he loves, man. He's all about dogs. Praise God. When you get to heaven, dogs do go to heaven, by the way. I just want to let you, all dogs. Praise God. So look what he says here. Then he says, when you go out and your senses, you're looking about and you feel like the whole world's against you. Everything is against you. What does it say? Don't be afraid. The first thing, the first tool of the enemy is to bring fear in your life. And God always says, don't fear. Don't be afraid. Don't allow fear to rise. How do you not allow fear to rise? By allowing God's love. God loves me more than these things. In fact, the Bible says, I am more than a conqueror through him who loved me. How do we conquer? We conquer through his love. Man, I'm teaching really good this morning. There's an anointing in this place today. And, you know, I'm focused on him. I'm going to stay focused on him, church. I'm going to just focus on Jesus. That's what it's about. It's focusing on him and his love for you. And man, just thank God for his goodness and his love. Do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up of the land of Egypt, out of the world. God's with you. So it shall be when you are on the verge of battle that the priest shall approach and speak to the people, and he shall say to them, hear, O Israel, today are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be what? Afraid. This is what the priest is saying. This is what I'm saying to you this morning. Amen. Don't be afraid. Do not be faint. Don't tremble or be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God, he is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to what? Save you. That's what God does. That's what he does. Amen. Hallelujah. Look over at 2 Kings 6:15 through 18. When the servant of the man of God saw the great army assembled against them, the man of God said not to fear. I love this scripture about Elisha. It is so powerful. 2 Kings 6:15 through 18. The enemy's job is to try to distract you from God's love, God's goodness, God's kindness, God's grace, God's faithfulness. Hello. God's peace, God's joy. That's his job. His job is to distract your mind, your soul rim, from all the good things God has got going on for you. He wants you to look at others and say, well, you know what, they've got it much better than me. No, we don't compare ourselves to others. Anytime you start comparing to somebody else, somebody's going to be prettier, somebody's going to be thinner, somebody's going to be richer, somebody's going to have a new car, somebody's going to have a new Harley. Amen. We just thank God for what we've got and rejoice in it. Because when you're focused on that and all the good things God's provided for you, you have no place for the enemy. You give him no place. And you start rejoicing over all the good that God has given you and your family. Thank God. Hallelujah. You woke up this morning. A lot of people didn't. And you woke up and didn't read your name in the obituary. Right? Amen. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, you know, did you bring me water? You brought me some water this morning. I was struggling a little bit. Thank you for that. I want to thank you for that. So I appreciate that. Just, you know, being aware of that. You guys are so good here. I love you all. You're awesome. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, master, what are we going to do? You ever said that to your spouse? You look in the checkbook and it's talking back. Baby, what are we going to do? Well, we've been there a few times in our lives. I'm telling you, we have. Wow, what are we going to do? You know? Well, look what, you know, he was just so he answered, do not what? Folks, I'm telling you, fear will just torment you if you allow it. It'll track you down. Don't open your mind to it. Close that mind. You're fearing about your kids and fearing about this and fearing about that. Oh, I can't help it. Yes, you can. You have authority. You have authority. You got to take it. You got to speak it. You got to get that mind focused on that word. Amen. You got to let Christ's word dwell in you. How? Richly. Richly. Because when it comes, you just come back with the word each time. Amen. No matter how many times it takes, you come back with the word each time. Amen. And you speak it out boldly. Praise God. And you take your rightful position in Christ, and you don't allow that fear to come against your mind any longer. Amen. Wow. So he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are what? Are more than those who are with them. He woke up in the morning and he looked out in the mountains and all these horses and chariots are on the mountain. And he began to fear because he was looking with the natural sense, like most of us do, right? We look out and we see these things and, wow, what are we going to do? What's going to take place? What's going to happen in my life? What's going on here? Can I pay my CBC bill this month? Come on, Cares Bible students. Right? So, and Elisha prayed and said, I love it. Lord, I pray, open what? His eyes. Now, his eyes were open, but it was his natural eyes that he was seeing through that were open. He wasn't seeing through the eyes of the Spirit. Seeing through the eyes of the Spirit is looking at the Word. When we look at the Word is a reflection of what God's goodness, His love towards us is. And every time we look at that Word, we're looking through the eyes of the Spirit. What seems to be impossible, God says, no, it's possible. I can. In fact, the Bible says all the promises in Him are sometimes and maybe. No, it is a definite yes and amen. Amen means so be it. It's not like, oh, maybe. No, all the promises, all God's promises, His promises of healing, His promises of prosperity, everything God promised in Christ is yes and amen. Delivered by grace. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Man, this, turn to somebody and say, this life is pretty good. It ain't bad at all. Amen. It's a good life. God's got a good life for you. Philip and Elise, God has a good life for you. Good life. They got to go to the Cubs game yesterday. What's up with that? You know, got to go to the Cubs game, and the Cubbies won. I was watching and cheering them on, you know. So, cool. I'm glad you're a Cubs fan, Phil. I know you're really a saved man of God now. So, amen. Hallelujah. Elise has converted him, I think. So, then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Don't mess with Elijah, man. Amen. But you know what he did? He spoke the word out. He spoke it. He told God, and he spoke it, and God did. The enemy tries to distract us and get us to focus on him. When God opens our eyes to see what's really going on around us, we will see the activity of the spiritual realm, amen, happening, and that we are not alone. You are not alone. Amen. God has given us angels. You don't hear a lot of sermons about angels. But you know what? Angels are powerful, ministering beings. They are on our side. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about it in just a second. Look at Isaiah 46, 9 through 11. Remember the former things of old. I am God and there is none other. I declare the end from the beginning. I declare, God says. I declare the end from what? from the beginning. I declare, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. I declare the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, things are not yet done. Instead of saying what we see right now, we must talk like God talks. Get you some God talk on. Get some God talk going on. Hallelujah. Declare the end from the beginning. Wow. The end result is always good in God. And God declared it the end from the beginning. Start speaking the end now. You ought to hear what I'm saying. That includes deliverance, prosperity, victory, whatever it is, start saying it now. Even when you don't see it, say it. Believe it and say it. Amen. Wow. Romans 4:17. Look what he told Abraham. Romans 4:17. Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made you what? A father of many nations. Was he a father yet of many nations? No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He declared him that. He declared the end from the beginning. Start declaring, I am blessed. I am healthy, walking in divine healing. No germs touch my body. Every germ that comes against my body dies. Hallelujah. Every virus that would try to attack me before it gets here dies, especially when I'm flying on them airplanes. So not mine. I have no viruses on my plane. Amen. But when I'm flying on the commercial plane, get on there and say in the name of Jesus, no virus on here is going to attack my body. It is mine. I am the healed of the Lord. Praise God. There is such security and blessing in what we have when we release it out of our mouth. There is no fear that can surround you. There's no weapon formed against you going to prosper. Hallelujah. You are blessed in him today. Start declaring what God has done for you. Amen. I have made thee a father in the presence of him whom, what? He believed. God who gives life to what? And cause what? Which do not exist as though they did. God caused those things. Which, that's how this world was formed. It didn't exist, but God called the end from the beginning. Start declaring it. Hallelujah. I see my business successful. Get a vision of it. Get a picture of it. I see it paid off. I see my house paid off. My car paid off. Free from debt. Praise God. Able to give much more than I ever thought I would be able to, but I'm declaring it now. Praise God. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed wherever I go. I am blessed to be a blessing to others. I'm declaring that over my family today. Financial freedom. Amen. No indebtedness. The power of the curse has been broken. Praise God. We are not cursed any longer. We are under grace and God's love. He reversed the curse. Your children aren't going to be cursed because of their granddaddy. Get rid of that teaching. Get it out of your mind. You're just nothing but blessed today because of Jesus and what he's done. My grandkids are going to be awesome. They're on their way. Praise God. Amen. Got a couple of them already. I got some more coming. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verbally declaring what is true in the spirit brings it to pass in the natural. We have the same spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the same spirit of faith. We have the same spirit of faith. We have that same spirit of faith. And since we have, read it out loud with me. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what? What Oprah says? What Jerry says? No. No. What is what? What is written? What's in the Word? What's in the living Word? We have that same spirit of faith to what is written in the living Word. If it's not in the Word, we don't have that spirit of faith. If it's in the Word, buddy, I've got the spirit of faith on it. Amen. I've got to what is written. My faith is released in what is written. I believe, therefore, I just meditate and think about it. And I grunt every once in a while. That's good. You're reading the Word and you're just grunting, man. But you're not getting it out. You got to speak it out. I know, Faye, this is good. This is good. Praise God. I believe, and therefore what? We also believe, and therefore we what? We speak it out. We say it, church. You say it. Wow. We have angels released at the power of the Word. Do you realize that? Look at Hebrews 11, 1, 13 through 14. They are ministering spirits that minister on the behalf of believers. That's what God's angels do today. There are angels, folks. Amen. They're alive spirit beings moving on the behalf of believers today. Praise God. Look what he says. And since we have the same spirit, you're not there yet. Hebrews, that's good. We can go back to that. Hebrews 1, 13 and 14. Hebrews 1, 13 and 14. But to which of the angels has he ever said, set at my right hand, speaking of Jesus here, till I make your enemies your footstool? Are they not all, what? Ministering spirits sent forth to scare you. No, there are demonic angels out there, okay? But these are godly angels set forth to what? Minister for those who will. How many has inherited salvation? They're there to minister to you. God has given angels to minister to you. Look at Psalm 103, verse 20 and 21. Man, this is awesome. Satan was originally an archangel, but because of his rebellion, was out of the presence of God. But God has angels ministering to us. Listen to this. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in what? Excel in strength, who do what? Who do his word. How do they do his word? Heeding what? The voice of his word. Who gives voice to the word? You give voice to the word. Every time you give voice to the word, you activate angels on your behalf. That is awesome, dude. Can we put this up in the Amplified? Can we get that up there? Oh, you're so good, man. You're about the most awesome dude I think I know over there working that thing, man. You do such a great job. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, all you hosts, you his ministers who do his pleasure. What's his pleasure? Giving voice to the word. Amen. And when we do that, angels are released. He says, go get them, son. Sick them. Hallelujah. When we put the word inside of us and declare it over us, we are giving heed to release the angels on our behalf. Psalm 35, 27, 28. Amen. Psalm 35, 27, 28. Let them shout for what? And be sad. I mean glad. Who favor my righteous cause. And let them say once in a while. Let them say every month. One time a year. Oh, just on Sunday morning. Let them say what? Continually, repetitively, daily. What? The Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. Isn't that awesome? Praise God, man. We're supposed to say that continually. God, you be magnified. Amen. Look at Joel 2:11. Hallelujah. We are part of an army, church. Now, when Job's three friends heard, did I say Joel? Joel 2:11. Oh, Job is good too. If you're looking for one, you can find one in the Bible. There it is. You can go to the book of Job. Hello. Praise God. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. He gives what? Voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his what? Strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? God's word is powerful and great. He wants us to execute it, to get it out of our mouth. Look at Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2. If you haven't read Psalm 107, read it. It's a great psalm. Psalm 107, 1 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord for what? Well, sometimes you are and sometimes you aren't, Lord. No, he is good all the time. God is good all the time. Praise God, he's good, church. Anybody know that he's good? He is good all the time. He's a good God. For he is good, exclamation. For his mercy, his grace, endures what? No, don't rush me, man. Go back. Praise God. For his grace endures until you mess up. Until you get mad. Until you lose your temper. Until you kick your cat. Teasing there, folks, cat lovers out there. No, his grace, his mercy, it's renewed every morning. You can't out-endure his grace. You cannot out-endure his mercy. You can't wear it out. Hello? You can't. He loves you today. He'll love you all the way, even though you're making bad decisions. God still loves you, and his grace will hunt you down. Praise God. And you know what? When you change your mind, he's right there. He's right there. He restores fully. Amen. No second-class citizens in the body of Christ. None. Zero. Zilch. All of them are good. Praise God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Look at this. Let the redeemed of the Lord. Anybody want to say how good he is this morning? Besides pastor, anybody want to lift your hands and just say how good and declare how good God is to you? Father, you're good to me. You're a good, good father. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you today of your goodness. Right where you are, if you're watching by Periscope today, begin to declare the goodness of God and watch things change in your life. God is good. He is good all the time. He is nothing but good. Declare that over your children. Declare that over your family. Declare that over your pets. They are good pets. Amen. Praise God. My grand dog's a good dog. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is. Praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of what? Just right there needs to give you the reason for praise. Amen. Look at Psalm 91. Man, this is just some good word this morning. I'm going to close on this, but one of my favorites. Psalm 91, let's look at the Amplified verses 1 and 2. Then we're going to drop down through 8 through 16. Hallelujah. Do you know where you are right now? You are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. You know who the secret place of the Most High is? It's Jesus. You know who our prayer closet is? It's Jesus. We enter into him. We've entered in to Christ. Amen. Praise God. We take our rest in him today. But this is a great psalm. If you haven't read this psalm, if you haven't taken this psalm, this is a great psalm to declare. This is one to get out of your mouth and to speak over your family and over your life. You can do this on a daily basis because it's so full of God's goodness and favor. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, that's Jesus, shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Man, get up in the morning. You know what? That'll start your Monday outright. Get up tomorrow morning and just open up that and declare that out of your mouth. Whoa! Watch your day start out good and right. Praise God. Look at the next verse. I will say, I will what? I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. He is my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. Praise God, man. Anybody confidently trusting in him? Praise God. He is your hope and your help, your anchor this morning. He is the anchor of your soul. He is the anchor of your mind, will, and emotions today. You can trust him. Every time, every situation, you can trust the Lord. Man. Let's drop on down. We're going to close here. This is good. 8 through 16. Now, this is going to really wind you up. So, you know, it's going to get you your motor running this morning if it's not already. Only what? Spectators shall you be yourself, inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Wow, because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place. There shall no evil befall you, nor any virus, plague, swine flu, pig flu, hog flu, chicken flu, eagle flu, duck flu, what? Or calamity come near your tent. Wow. For he will give his especial charge over you to accompany and to defend and to preserve you in some of your ways. Oh, all, there's that Greek word again. All your ways of the obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Because he has set his love, goes right back to this love thing, man. Right back to this relationship of the security of God's love. Don't be freaked out when you mess up. God still loves you. Amen. God still cares about you. Get up, change your mind, dust yourself off, and rejoice that God hadn't forsaken you. The enemy will try to use condemnation and all these things on your life when you mess up. Guys, he's just trying to get you to shut your mouth and sit down somewhere. People don't go to church any longer because they feel like they're messed up. They can come here if they're messed up. We want them to come here. Let them come here. Praise God. God loves them messed up, and God wants to straighten them up. Help them out. Right? Amen. Therefore will I deliver him. I will deliver him. I will set him on what? High, because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, my grace, my hesed, my love, and kindness. Trust and relies on what? Me, knowing I will never forsake him. No, never. We're not done yet. Look at this. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him when in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Look at this. With long life. Now, if you think long life is 40 and you want to go on home to be with the Lord, you can't. I'm thinking long life's more like 120. You know, there's people that just die way too young. Way too young. They buy into things and they just, no, no, no. Folks, open your mouth and fight against that stuff. Fight against that mentality that the world puts you into, right? Fight against that. Say no, no, long life. He's going to what? Satisfy. You're going to be satisfied with it, not days of drudgery and oh dear, oh me, oh my. Man, deep dark depression set in on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. No, that's not you. That's far from you. You're favored of the Lord, right? And show him my what? There's that word, man. Just full peace, wholeness, soundness, prosperity, healing, health, divine health. Praise God. All these things. When everybody around you is falling apart, they look at you and they see you favored of God, everything going well, that's when you open up your mouth and you witness to them. Why are you like that? Why has everybody else got the flu in this office and you don't? Because of Jesus. That's right. Amen. Why is everybody else struggling right now in this economy and you got a great job and paying? Because of Jesus. Right? Hallelujah. Why is everybody else family having struggles but you got peace in your home? Because of Jesus. Right? Stand this morning. Praise God. It's all about him, guys. It's all about him. Every scripture points to him. Praise God. It's about Jesus and the unveiling of his love for you today, his goodness towards you today. He loves you unconditionally this morning. Got good things for you. Lift up your hands this morning. Let's declare some things today. Holly, do you have those declarations that you had a week or so ago? If you don't worry about it. I can declare some things. You got some real great ones. If you can find it there, but lift up your hands. I put it on the spot. Amen. Lift up your hands. Let's declare some things. Yes. Say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Too glad to be sad. Too cheerful to be fearful. I love it. Amen. I am the healed, the Lord. I am the prosperous of the Lord. I prosper so that I can give to those in need. I prosper today to be a blessing. My finances are blessed. My business is blessed. Everything I put my hand to today is blessed. I have a sound mind today. I know God loves me unconditionally. Totally loves me. His grace is abundant towards me. I receive it. I receive the gift of righteousness in my life today, in my spirit. I am righteous today. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness towards me today. I love you, Lord, because of that, in Jesus' name. Amen. Shake somebody's hand. Give God some praise. Amen. Invite somebody to be with you next Sunday. Tell them to tune in on Periscope. God bless you guys.